The train of Lamure carries coal, but another source of energy will be chosen for its operation at the beginning of the 20th century. Hydroelectricity. It is a Perrius project. The first factory dam is nestled in the hollow of a cliff. Tools, materials, and turbines need to be carried there for its construction. Cable cars are therefore built, like the one in Gravesen, whose remnants can be seen at the arrival of this train. The work is carried out with much fanfare. The mountain is adapted, shaped. In 1902, the Avignonet Dam factory is put into service. Thanks to this new source of electricity, the construction sites were illuminated at night. The transport capacity of the train of Lamure was increased and electricity was brought to many communes. Electricity was not very widespread until that time. The advent of hydroelectricity is therefore a true technological revolution, but also a step forward for the quality of life of the residents. The construction of dams has helped shape the landscape of the territory. Stretching at a length of 16 kilometres, the beautiful lake of Monténard, with its turquoise reflections, seems to have always been a part of the landscape. Yet its presence is due to the giant of Drac, the dam factory of Monténard Avignonet. Commissioned at the beginning of the 60s, it is an amazing tool for electric production. It replaces the old factory, which is now underwater. The history of the little train of Lamure is closely linked to that of hydroelectricity, and it comes as no surprise that at the beginning of the 20th century, its first electric locomotive was named after the stream, Le Drac.